Our next public hearing will be change of zone number 1677, Old Town Point LLC.
This is an application to amend comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County. The land lying at the northwest corner of Savannah Road and North Village Main Boulevard at the Savannah Road entrance to the village of Five Points and to be located on 4.04 acres, more or less. Now, for the record, on March 1st of 2010, the applicant provided an exhibit booklet. It's a three-ring binder, firebound, and it contains a copy of the application form, a preliminary site plan survey, site data information, an aerial overlay showing zoning of the area, an aerial photograph, the USDA soils information, a copy of the future land use map from the comprehensive plan update, a map of the highway commercial area, a copy of portions of the contract of sale, a copy of restrictive covenants, easements, maintenance, and cost-sharing agreement, a copy of the declaration of restrictions, a copy of a letter from Dell Dot from Davis Bone and Friedel Incorporated, a letter from Dell Dot dated July 10, 2008, references to compliance with the comprehensive plan update and the zoning code, and proposed findings of fact. And as I said at the beginning, this exhibit booklet has been on file since March 1st of 2010 and has been available for review. For the benefit of the commission, I want to pass down copies of ordinance number 1377. Ordinance number 1377 is the findings of fact for change of zone number 1400, which was the application of Old Town Point LLC, the MRRPC approval for the village of Five Points, and I did that because of findings reference 4.5-acre site and condition number of approval number 21, which is on page 6 of that ordinance, and that's just for reference purposes. We have reviewed some agency comments and received some agency comments. The Sussex Conservation District submitted comments on February 24th of 2010, which referenced that the site contains three soil types, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that it is not likely that off-site drainage improvements will be required, and that on-site drainage improvements will be required. We are advised by the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, based on their comments received today, that the site is located in the West Rehoboth expansion area. The system design and capacity evaluations have considered the village of Five Points as a whole project. That the parcel considered for rezoning did not exist separately, and the area was anticipated to be used for community service purposes. That the village of Five Points is projected to be at capacity assumptions as the project approaches build out of the planned and approved proposal. That there are downstream lines that are deficient at build-out conditions, that the department opposes this rezoning because of the potential for increased wastewater flow from commercial uses, that the proposed commercial zoning is located on lands not previously identified for commercial use by planning and zoning, that the current system connection charge rate is $4,336 per EDU, that the location and size of laterals or connection points is to be determined by the county engineer, that conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study will be required, and that a concept plan is not required. We did also receive some letters, one in support and three in opposition. I'll summarize, but I will pass copies down to the commission for review as I summarize. The first comment was received on March 10th, 2010. It was from Claude O'Connor, president of the Property Owners Association for the Village of Five Points. He wrote that the Board of Directors for the Village of Five Points Property Owners Association offers its full support of the applicants in their effort to bring a CVS pharmacy to the main entrance of the project. That the Board of Directors believes that having a CVS pharmacy located inside of the project would be congruent with the developer's original concept of a mixed-use master plan community. That the Board of Directors is aware and fully understand that the parcel being considered is currently zoned AR1 and will need to be rezoned to B1. That the Board of Directors offers its full support on this proposal and have no objection to the B1 zoning. We also received three letters in opposition. First one being from Donna Pasek, a resident living in the Village of Five Points, and expressed concerns having to look at the back loading dock and rear of a pharmacy building. That there are currently vacancies within the business retail portion of the villages and question the need. That the rezoning is not necessary since retail space is already available and not occupied. That several pharmacies exist in the Lewis area, that when closing on their property in the villages, they were required to review the bylaws and to sign off on their understanding that the site could be developed in the future if the project was for the betterment of the community. That they were told several times that the property would never be rezoned for commercial use. They are concerned about additional traffic, noise, increased pollution, increased garbage and litter, and increased crime. But they are concerned about the continued commercialization of Lewis and the surrounding area, that they are concerned about property values being negatively impacted, and are reminding in her letter to the commission that recently the county council denied an application for an office complex on Savannah Road, stressing concerns with sewer capacity and traffic. Second letter was from Michael Hobbs, a resident living in the Village of Five Points, expressing concerns about the negative effect on property values, that the use could be a traffic nightmare, especially during summer months, that three pharmacies already exist close to each other, and it referenced Walgreens, Cape, and Rite Aid, expressed concerns about noise from trash processing, delivery trucks, and pollution, and reference specifically page 6 of the Declaration of Covenants, etc., which referenced that the site shall be limited to community services. And attached to that letter was a copy of page 6 of the Declaration of Covenants, etc., referencing the community service facility. The third and last letter received to date was a letter in opposition from Maureen Hobbs, also the resident living in the Village of Five Points, expressing concerns about looking at the rear of the pharmacy with loading docks, trash dumpsters, and a drive-in window for prescription drop-off and pickup, that there was no need for additional pharmacies in the area, that there is a high vacancy rate of commercial space available in the villages, concerns about traffic and noise, reference that the site was originally intended to be used for community service use, not commercial, that the Declaration of Covenants, et cetera, references community service use, and that community service use includes, but is not limited to, fire, police, emergency medical services, library, and or museum, and that she questioned the listing of the property owners notified on this application. Attached to the letter was a copy of pages 4 through 6 of the Declaration of Covenants, et cetera, referencing annex property and the community service facility. Now, what I provided to the commission was a copy of those letters with the attachments for their review as we proceed this evening. And gentlemen, that's all I have at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Lank. Before we proceed to hear from a representative of the applicant, I'd tell the public again, it appears as though the engineer has provided us with some easel boards. If you have an interest in this application and would like to view those diagrams or site plans on the easel boards, please feel free to do so. would just ask that you do so quietly, and any conversations that you carry away from, we don't want things to be picked up on our microphone. So is there someone here representing this application?
Good evening. For the record, my name is John Sergovic of Sergovic and Carmine, a law firm here in Georgetown. And much to my chagrin, and I'm sure your gentleman's chagrin too, Ms. Carmine has to be at the ends of courts tonight, so I have to make the presentation. With that said, I represent the applicant, which is Old Town Point LLC. Old Town Point LLC was the original developer of the Village of Five Points, which has received numerous comments, favorable comments as to the nature of the development. As Mr. Lank indicated, the rezoning of the Village of Five Points contained a reference to this 4.5 acres, or approximately 4.5 acres. The original application did not include the 4.5 acres, but one of the conditions of the ordinance imposed a restriction on that 4.5 acres, and we were very cognizant of that problem from the get-go. In this instance, CVS, the chain, or a developer for that chain, contacted us back in February of 07, according to the contract that's shown in tab 8 of my booklet. And I get that date because that's the first type date of CVS's draft. So that was back in February of 07. And when, you know, they approached us, we wanted to make it very clear to CVS, because we're representing Old Town Point, and under the contract, Old Town Point was to do the rezoning. And we were very upfront about it, that in the recital E, we specifically referenced to CVS that those conditions were on the property as required by the ordinance, and that in order for the rezoning to be complete, will require an amendment to ordinance number 1377, condition number 21. And we plan on addressing in this application the efforts made by Old Town Point to try to put positive use to that property under the included but not limited to fire, police, EMS service, library, and museum. And I think we'll be able to show the commission that despite our good intentions and the county's good intentions, that 4.5 acres is just not desirable for those kind of uses. With that said, the applicant is notwithstanding what's on the zoning maps, if you print it out from the county on the web, it is actually zone AR1, and we're asking for a rezoning to B1 neighborhood business. The initial proposed use for the front of the parcel is a CVS pharmacy, and we have a pad parcel in the back. The way we're going to present this application, Mr. Ken Christenberry from Axiom Engineering is going to go through site plan, traffic, and a brief comment on the county engineer's comment received today about sewer capacity. I'm going to then talk just briefly about the contract and restrictions that exists, including the comments referred to in these objection letters. Robin Davis, who's been the project manager of Old Town Point, or the Villages of Five Point project since its get-go, I mean, she really is the project manager. She handles all the problems there. She'll explain the efforts undertaken by Old Town Point, the Hudsons, and Mike Lynn, and herself to try to get a community service provider interested in that site. Jamin Hudson is also be here to talk about the proposed uses for the back 2 acres and some issues with respect to the board, and I will then talk about compliance. So I may have an outline of what we're going to do. With that said, I'm going to call Mr. Christenberg.
And the commission has a book that you submitted?
Yes.
Darn.
I assume.
In time, yes. So use your time wisely. Thank you.
Good evening. Ken Christenberry, Axiom Engineering, Georgetown, Delaware. I'd like to direct your attention to tab 2, which is similar to the top board over there. Just giving you a general idea of where the site is, how it does tie into the existing infrastructure that's located at the village at Five Points. There is an entrance that was already cut into the location when they initially did the development. Tab 4 gives you a little bit better look at what we're actually proposing on the site. As you can see, the site has more than adequate room for the parking that's required for a pharmacy. There are utility connections available in the entrance that is paved. If you turn to tab 5 briefly, that's a zoning map I downloaded from your website. It does incorrectly identify our project site as MR, part of the RPC, is actually zoned AR1, but you can see we are adjacent to commercial on multiple sides of the property. And turn quickly to tab 6. That's the aerial photograph. Shown here, a very good sense of the character of the neighborhood. Question whether or not a B1 rezone for that site is appropriate to the character of the existing neighborhood. I think it's the aerial photograph speaks for itself that this is indeed a location that's appropriate. Tab 7 references soils. The soils are well drained, as is typical in the Lewis Route 1 corridor area. Tabs 8 and 9 are from the comp plan future land use map. Tab 8 is the entire map. Tab 9 is a blow up of the area of the project, which does indicate this area is in your highway commercial district for future land use. Tab 13 indicates traffic analyses that were prepared and submitted to DLDOT in support of this application. And tab 14 is the response from DLDOT indicating that a pharmacy would not trigger a traffic impact study in this location based on the traffic impact studies that were completed when the plan was when the master plan was put forth and the project was initially rezoned.
Comments about traffic congestion. Is the entrance to Old Town signalized?
It is, yes. It's an existing signalized entrance that was part of a very extensive traffic impact study that did include extensive off-site improvements. The entire corner here was completely realigned by the developer, as well as the intersection here in Happy Harry's. The signal was put in. Village of Five Points was developed, a lot of improvements to the traffic in that area were required and installed at the developer's expense to ensure that the additional traffic created by the whole development would be handled appropriately. And those improvements definitely did make a large difference if anyone remembers what the roads were like there prior to those improvements. The last thing I'd like to address is we received late today the comments from the county engineer, so I will have more detailed response for council. I wish I could give you all a slightly more detailed response, but on the face of it, I'm not quite sure where the opposition to a given number of EDUs is specified about a pharmacy. And the community service uses that were contemplated for this site in the original rezoning included a fire hall, gentlemen. I've never seen a fire hall use less water than a pharmacy would. They have banquets and meals and things like that at a fire hall. So I'm a little bit confused as to why the county engineering office is opposed to this rezoning. I will have a bit more time to discuss that with them and to review some codes and look at projected EDUs from a pharmacy versus a fire hall or even a police station. But I am having a difficult time understanding, as an engineer, why a pharmacy would produce more wastewater than any of the uses. The uses that were specifically indicated as options, although it was left open to other community uses, were a fire station, a police station, an emergency medical station, a library, and a museum. The first three can have staff there at all times, and the last two can have people visiting at all times, staying for hours, and therefore using the restroom facilities. Pharmacy customers are usually in and out in 10 minutes, unless they didn't call ahead and have to wait for their prescription to be filled. They may be using the restroom, but the water use at a pharmacy is very low. So I apologize that I don't have more specific data to present to you to back up those statements because I had very little time to prepare a response. But the uses that were contemplated when the property was rezoned far exceed what is currently being proposed and is currently on the table.
I think we understand your position in that matter. Thank you.
Thank you. I have nothing further.
Again, briefly, before I call Robin up to discuss the efforts to get a community service use at the parcel, we do have the contract, and the contract is it's a conditional contract with CVS. Again, with respect to the opposition letters, they say, you know, why do we need any more pharmacies? I'm not a CVS developer, but CVS came to us saying they want this location. And my guess would be that it's on Medical Row in leading into the BB Hospital, so that, you know, a number of pharmacies, they realize that's a traffic pattern for them. They want to be there. And to be honest with you, the more competition in that area is the better off for the citizens, because if Happy Harry's is right there competing against CVS, they're going to have to compete for the business, and the consumer is going to benefit. We do propose, since it's a B1, we do propose a restrictive covenant, which is a tab 12, in favor of the Homeowners Association, prevent drive-in restaurants, not drive-in restaurants, to prevent gasoline stations, which I found to be the only really incompatible use between the Village of Five Points existing customers or existing business customers and the residential uses. And also, with respect to the comments on the restrictive covenants in opposition, I contacted the attorney for the Villages of Five Points Homeowners Association, and if the commission will allow me to add materials, I didn't have that opposition beforehand, so I contacted Mary Schreider Fox, and she provided me a memorandum and the applicable restrictive covenants that identifies that the declarant or the developer of the Villages of the Five Points retained control to amend that restrictive covenant provision. And again, I'm going to be brief. The county required us to put the restrictions in. We did. Problem with the restriction the county envisioned was it's not workable. It's like any other land use decision. If it's not workable, you after you've tried, you should have the right to come back to the county and say we'd like this amended because we have a better land use and we think this is. And that said, Robin, can I ask you to come?
My name is Robin Davis, and I work for Hudson Management, 30045 Eagles Crest Road in Milton, Delaware. I'm here to speak on behalf of Craig Hudson, who could not be here due to an illness. Briefly, I'm just going to recap some of our efforts to try to solicit some type of community service at the entrance at Five Points. Our efforts, Craig's efforts, began in 2004, where he approached several state, county, and local agencies and organizations with an opportunity to build or to locate or build an extension of their services on this four-acre parcel to provide the community service to the area. Some of the people that we approached were the University of Delaware in Lewis, the College of Marine Studies, Del Tech Community College in Georgetown, the 50-plus lifelong learning department, the State of Delaware Cultural Affairs in regards to a museum, the Fire Department EMS in Lewis, the Post Office, a Maritime Museum currently operating in Fenwick Island, the Citizens Coalition of Lewis, the Lewis Historical Society. Much to our chagrin, we didn't have any takers on this. Those who did respond, there was a lack of funding and or interest in the location. In some cases, it would have been a duplication of their services, such as the fire department and EMS. And those are the efforts that we've had. And again, as John said, we did not approach CVS. They approached us.
And next, I'd like to call Jamin Hudson.
Jamin Hudson, 30045 Eagle Crest Road, Milton. As stated previously, CVS approached us to buy our land approximately 3 years ago. And when they approached us, it was contingent upon our zoning approval and changing of zoning. We would like to change the zoning to B1, and we would like to move forward with this plan, and the land outside of the CVS proposed site, we would incorporate neighborhood businesses similar to the already existing town center, which would support the original village concept and master plan community. As stated previously, this zoning change and the effort to bring CVS Pharmacy into the villages of Five Points, it does have the full support of the Homeowners Association Board of Directors. And this has been approved independent of the Hudson seats on the Board of Directors. That is all.
Thank you, sir.
In summation, I'd like to kind of address compliance with the comp plan and the zoning code. And essentially, but for the previous ordinance, this application would be an infill application. I mean, it's surrounded by commercial property. It's mapped commercial on the future land use plan. It's at the entrance of the villages of Five Points, which is the commercial, main commercial area of the village of Five Points. We recognize that the county had a vision as to what this, how this 4 acres or 4.5 acres could be used. Unfortunately, the county council's vision could not be materialized by, I mean, again, we have a piece of property that has been fallow for basically 8 years, 9 years since development started. The developers reached out to community use providers, and they're either don't have the funding or they don't like that location for community service. So I don't think that the developer should be forced to have fallow land when we do have a company that wants to come in and utilize that land and create jobs, opportunity, and tax base. We must say that in the contract, there is a restriction that we can't enter into if it comes to fruition. We can't enter into competing businesses with CVS And we further intend to record restrictive covenants in favor of the village as the Five Points Property Owners Association, that the retained portion can be used for any use permitted in the B1 district, with the exception of filling stations. As the maps show that were presented by Mr. Christianberry, this is zoned, or it is mapped on the future land use map as a commercial district, so therefore we're compatible. The plan provides at page 316 concentrations of retail and service uses that are mainly located along highways are the land use plan for highway commercial. Although we are B1, we're akin to that because we're in an area that is serving the general retail services in a wide area. And we're seeking B1 instead of C1 because the B1 uses are more compatible with the existing businesses in the Village of Five Points planned community. And the B1 district is ideal for this type of use because it is to provide primarily for retail, shopping, and personal service uses to be developed either as a unit or we are developing as part of a unit, although it was a separated parcel that's really brought into the unit. And again, we believe this is totally compatible. The property is served by Route 9. Del Dot relied upon the 1999 traffic study, which included making a use of this property as a non-residential use. And in conclusion, the AR1 to B1 is compatible with the land use plan. It's compatible with the purposes of the B1 district. And I'd like to add kind of in as kind of a summary, whether we are developing this as a CVS pharmacy or if we're going to do it as an EMS, we'd still have to go through this B1 rezoning process. So the question really is, the determination that was made by the county is that some kind of non-residential use would be made of this property. The desire was to have a more community service type of operator. We can't find one of those, but the property, as far as the zoning prospect, was to be used non-residentially and for some kind of use that would be permitted in the B1 district. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Questions. That does conclude our formal presentation.
Thank you. And we will see what questions or comments that prompts from our commissioners. And I'd like to start with Mr. Burton.
Thank you. I wasn't on a commission when this went through. And I guess I'm a little confused about, is it inside the MR or is it not?
The way I understand it, Mr. Burton, was that, and Robin has been there since then, and I actually was involved not in the formal presentation, but I was involved in some preliminaries. That 4.5 acres was not actually technically in the RPC. It was not in that zoning application. That's the way I understand it. That's the way Robin understands it. But the county, nevertheless, when they made their final approval, said, you own this additional property. We're going to impose this condition under this ordinance to the non-applied-for property.
Yeah, Mr. Survey, because we looked into that, and it was our understanding that was proffered to the county at that point.
It may have been. I was not the
ordinance.
I was not there. And again, when I looked at it from a legal perspective, I raised questions. But we're not challenging or questioning, anybody's intent. And we complied. The restrictions that we placed, as noted by the opposition letters, put those private restrictions since we own the land, and the restrictive covenants could be voluntarily put on by the landowner, and they did that. And but under our restrictions, they if the county approves, and we're and with our contract with CBS, we said to them up front, you know, unless the county does this, you know, don't hold us to tying up, you know, this your efforts for acquiring this land.
But the whole piece was introduced, and then it was proffered as a separate piece.
No, it was proffered by the applicant to be able to use that site for community services and for it not to be a part of the RPC.
It was stated that way.
Yeah, we can pull the record and show it. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm not disputing that, and I think and the applicant has tried to do that,
okay.
But we just said, as Robin testified, we've tried, but we don't have any takers. So if we can't use it for that, are we supposed to just keep it as open space? That wasn't the contemplation.
Okay.
And that's what we're stuck with right now is open space. If we can't get it rezoned and get that restriction lifted.
But or do you find somebody?
Pardon?
Or do you find somebody that'll take?
How many years do you have to look?
I don't know.
So that's the question.
Robin, you made the comment that you started in, that you went after finding somebody in 2004. Has there been any recent activity on trying to find somebody?
There probably hasn't been anything since 2007 that I can recall. Craig started, and he is the one that did it. In 2004, he started meeting with people up until 2007 is what I recall, and then this contract came in for CVS. Not that we actively stopped looking, but they're just...
I believe he tried until 2008.
Who was it?
Okay. I believe the last one was the University of Delaware.
Well, that could have been the last one. I'm not sure. But... But we've tried many times and had many meetings in the office with all these different agencies. And just basically what they all said is, you build it for it. You build it for us. You pay us a salary, and we'll come there and do what you want, with the exception of, like, the fire department, who already had a location, and they felt that it was a duplication. And the University of Delaware Marine Studies like the idea, but they want to do it on their own. If they do it, they want it on their own land in Lewis, not at Five Points.
Was the land just offered to give to those communities?
No, it was not offered to give. I mean, they would have to purchase it and build.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. This is probably more of a Vince question. Could this have been a CU? Could they have just said, I want a conditional use and I want to build a CVS right here?
Yeah, that's not what they applied for, but, I mean, that certainly could have been something that they could have done, yeah.
The fact that it's connected to the MRPC doesn't matter. They could have done a CU as well.
Yeah, I think, though, that we'd still be wrestling with the question of right. You know, that condition in the prior ordinance, but, yeah.
And you'd still be wrestling on how much land were they applying for, were the 2 acres for the CVS or were the 4.1
or
acres
for
the CVS or were they for the two? For another use.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is CVS takes up two, there's 4.5, and we don't have a definitive use for the remaining acreage, so we couldn't really come in with a CU, or could do it in steps, but that doesn't really make... And we'd still face the same major issue, is what is the impact of the prior approval on this use?
Okay. Do you have you know, any idea how much square foot the other 2 acres are going to occupy as far as commercial?
They don't have a specific use intended yet.
Just
it's pretty much going to be controlled by there are two controlling factors: the number of parking spaces that would be required, and also. Unless, and we do not yet have an agreement with the homeowners association as to whether we can do our stormwater on-site or we can use the existing system. So those two are possibly controlling factors as to how, what kind of developable developable area we actually have, because although it's roughly 2 acres, it may be reduced because of stormwater management.
I understand. recognizing, Mr. Christianberry, that you got late notice on the sewer problem, are we ever going to get to be able to, you're going to present that to council?
Well, I have another public hearing coming, and I'll have a few weeks. I'm not sure when it's been scheduled, but I'll have some time to discuss with county engineering and review the county ordinance and any other engineering documents I can find to substantiate what the wastewater flow is from a pharmacy versus some of the other uses that were contemplated when the property was initially zoned.
But that is not something that we will get to see?
Unless you wanted to leave the record open.
Not unless you leave the record open. You know,
I'd be more than happy to present it.
Hearing closes tonight unless you decide to leave the record open for, you know, that or whatever you choose to leave it open for.
Yeah, again, that would be perfectly acceptable to us because we didn't. I saw it at 4:30 when I was trying to get something else out that I was doing a court, and I'm going like, how do I react to this at 4:30 in the afternoon when I have a hearing at 6? But you know, the best we can do is look at their comments and say, wait a second, you knew that this was going to be used for non-residential use that could have been a fire station, a police station, or an EMS, and you had to design your sewer capacity to meet those loads. Why is our load any different? It seems to me our load should probably be less, but you know, that's the problem.
Those are all my questions.
Thank you.
Well, I'd like to follow up first with Mr. Burton's sewer capacity issue. I think the issue for sewer capacity is not just that of the pharmacy, but what else you could put on the remainder of the land. So I think from the engineering department, the issue is not just CVS versus agriculture or residential, but what else can be built on that property. So in your efforts, I suggest you research the whole parcel. And I'd like to, Mr. Sergovic, go back to the community services and the efforts that were made to reach out to those groups. Do you have a list of the organizations that actually were contacted, when they were contacted, and what their responses were, so we know whether or not there was a comprehensive effort to approach the various organizations, including the county EMS service as well?
I mean, if you want to leave the record open, we can give you the actual.
We can probably just give a general, because again, Craig, these were very.
You'd come forward.
You can't, Robert, ma'am. You have to step up to
Robert. Peter doesn't recognize.
It would have to be. I don't know that we can provide exact dates. They were, you know, conversations that Craig had, some meetings. Again, because there was no follow through on any of their parts, they were not interested. Then it was just on to the next one as it came up, or because again, this period of time also was a time when we were still heavily involved with the infrastructure and building the community. But we will do our best.
Well, unfortunately, the commission that's sitting before you tonight is at a disadvantage because none of us were on the commission at the time, right. So we don't know the exact flavor of the commission when this was proffered to the commission. As well as the commission thinking that was an important piece. Unfortunately, Chairman Wheatley is not here, and he was on the commission at that time. But in order for me as a commissioner to respond to taking a piece of land that was proffered and was approved to be used for community services, and to have me say, okay, based on whatever and a vague generality, I can't do that, and I won't do that. Mm-hmm. So I encourage you to be as specific and detailed in that as possible. I understand that, you know, at the time that it was offered, you know, there was various other construction going on, including the Lewis Fire Department perhaps was being serviced by the Nassau Pavilion, but time has gone on since 2004. You know, we're now sitting here 6 years later, and when you reach out to community services, it goes beyond just that of fire and police and the EMS. Those are used as examples of community services. So I implore you to be specific.
We'll be more specific.
If, in fact, we vote to leave the record open for the receipt of that
information. Yeah, we would appreciate that because I wasn't exactly sure how detailed you wanted us to be because it's a very unusual issue in a zoning hearing is that you had a specific understanding. It was more like 2000, not 2000. 2004 is when we started actually getting people to come in. It took us from 2000 to 2004 to have infrastructure insufficient to attract anybody, whether it be, a townhouse builder or a food line. Mm-hmm. So the time frame is we really had for the first 4 years, there was nobody, you couldn't approach anybody because you didn't have anything to offer. And then from 2004 to, the current time, there has been some efforts. But, and again, the problem that my client has is you have to start somewhere with some kind of an introduction. And if the people just slam the door in your face on the introduction, you really don't have a good paper trail.
Other than the door got slammed in your face and they weren't responsive to you at all. But
there were some responses, but they were not. But none of them were favorable. Or I will tell you, the post office never responded in any way. We tried contacting them many times, and we never got a response. But I will.
Maybe you never got the letter.
Huh? Well,
that's probably because they put it in the U.S. mail.
That's right, exactly.
But I did forget to mention, and I just said to Jamie,
UPS.
Yes. We were in 2009. A church did approach us, interested in locating a church at the front of the entrance, and we did sit down and talk with them. But after they just never came back to us after we did our presentation to them.
Well, like I said, speaking only for myself, I know that this is a major change from what was originally approved back in 2000, and they asked us 10 years later to make a significant change. I for one, would like that justification. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Ross.
Yes, Mr. Sergovic, how much of that development is still undeveloped or in development stage? Is it completely developed?
I think Robin is better, or Jamin.
It's a total of 586 residential units. We've sold approximately 520 units.
So there's still some availability.
Correct.
Despite the 10-year time frame?
Yes.
And
there's approximately 100,000 square feet of commercial space, counting the food line and the downtown.
You're a fairly young man. Were you around at that time of that application?
I was still in high school.
Yes. Lucky dog, you.
Can I expand upon that real quick, Jane?
Yes.
That 520 units sold, those different 66 units, that mostly on the eastern side?
Yes, that's correct.
In the single-family section?
Yeah, there's approximately 60 or 70 available single-family residential units, and approximately 12 units of townhouses left.
Thank you.
All the commercial has been built.
Mr. Sergovic, it's my experience in my short time being on the commission that, we're prohibited from contract zoning. In other words, we can't require an applicant to set aside land in exchange for approval. That's just something that we're prohibited from doing. So it would seem to me that this was proffered by the applicant,
right,
in order to gain public support in the vicinity or neighbor.
I don't dispute that. I don't dispute that, Mr. Ross.
And then the question then I have is, this change of zone, is that it's a change of zone application? We can't tie a change in the ordinance 1377 in our deliberations. We have to, because it's not a conditional use, it's a change in zone, we have to make a decision on whether to grant the change in zone or not. Even though 2 acres were sold to CVS, the remaining stays with the property owner, the whole thing would have a change in zone.
Correct.
We cannot address the ordinance issue at this time because it's not part of the application. The application is only for a change in zone.
Again, the other than requesting the B1 zone, okay, I have to get the proper. I need a recommendation from the Planning and Zoning Commission that goes up to the County Council. Only the County Council can make a final determination. And when Mr. Christenberry filed the application, I think he consulted with Mr. Lank, and in consultation they said this is the proper application. And that's what we advertise for. Again, but we're trying to, we're not hiding anything. We're saying, in my very first contract with CVS, I said, you know, I've got to make you people aware of this, and that one of the things that we're going to have to do is modify this existing ordinance. But any rezoning ordinance modifies an existing zoning ordinance.
Well, I would disagree with that. I mean, this is a B1 zoning application change. It's not an application to change ordinance number 1377. Those are two different actions, two separate actions. And I have a question as to if we acted favorably on the change in zone, then what motivation would there be for the applicant to say, oh, well, now we've got our change in zone, we'd like to change conditional use 1377. What's the motivation?
It wasn't a conditional use.
It's an
RPC. But I mean,
ordinance number 1377. Yeah. There would be no motivation. The B1 zoning would be there. You could buy, sell, build anything in the B1 zoning category. I don't understand how you would get back to ordinance number 1377 after that step was taken.
Again, I'm requesting a change of B1 zoning. I'm recognizing the fact that in order to do that, a modification of that existing ordinance would have to occur. And if the application that we filed should have said, I want to change B1 and also condition number 21 of ordinance number
1377,
I mean, if that's the way we should have applied, you know, I wish the staff and Mr. Christenberry, when the application was filed by him, I believe that, because that's what Mr. Christenberry told me, is the staff said filing it as a B1 and bringing it to everybody's attention should be sufficient. And, you know, and that's, you know, that's all I know that happened. And I recognize the fact that legally we have to also amend that ordinance. But any rezoning is amending the ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. Mr. Lank.
Sir.
Any questions or comments for the applicant at this time, sir?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Mr. Robertson.
None at this time, thanks.
All right. Well, we'll see what input the public may have. Thank you, gentlemen, for your presentation. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1677, Old Town Point, LLC? In favor of? Yes, sir. I'll need you to.
I have a question.
Yeah, sir, you have to come to the podium.
You have to come forward if you would.
Well, I didn't want to come forward as.
But you have to. Come. The tape won't pick you up all the way back there. We need you to come up. You're going to say
thousands
that.
Of people listening to this on the internet.
I'm surprised how popular planning and zoning is on a Thursday night.
Okay, good evening. My name is Sal Pels. I have a home in the Villages of Five Points, 17351 Fayette. I just had some comments because today was the first time that I heard of this hearing. And that was the result of me walking through the development today, and I saw something on the home, and I have some, you know, just general comments. I happen to be chair of the Village Architectural Committee, and I didn't know about it. our board, they may speak for the board, but as far as I know, they're not, they haven't gotten feedback from all of the residents at the Villages of Five Points. I'm not sure what the legalities were, you know, of that.
If I might interrupt for a second, would you be characterizing the nature of your comments or questions as favorable, or?
That was the question I was trying to answer. I didn't know where to come in, yes or no. I'm trying, I'd like to just make some points. And
point away.
Okay. All right, so that was one thing. CVS, from my personal observation, because we just had one built in Wilmington, which is our primary residence, is not just a pharmacy. It's a grocery store. It's a lot of things to a lot of people. They are very good at marketing. No problem with that. I want everyone to make money on this deal. I want our development to do well. But there's a real traffic issue associated with this. This is not your little Cape pharmacy. It's just something to think about. The shared traffic route coming in into the current plan is, it's not a DelDOT issue maybe, but once you get into the development, I would assume that's not a DelDOT road. I wish it were. They plow it for us maybe. But it's right at the intersection where people come in, turn right to go to the Food Lion. There's a lot of cross traffic. You know, the in and out of that development is very narrow. So there's a lot of safety issues inside. There is a traffic signal outside of the main road, but there are real potential issues. I'm not sure how they could be resolved. Perhaps they can. There was a statement made about drainage in Lewis being wonderful. I would invite you to the Villages of Five Points. I love the development. I think there must be something odd about our soil because it's not that well draining. One point of information, the notice I saw somewhere said 4.05 acres, and then I keep hearing 4.5 acres. That's just a point of information. I don't understand it. And finally, when we purchased in 2007, we actually closed in November 2007, and we certainly were not informed that they, that the developer had received an offer of interest or there was anything going on. So again, I'm not pro or con. I'm really just trying to understand it. I'd like to help make it work for everyone. So I have. Thank you, sir.
Can I answer one of his questions just for his benefit?
Mm-hmm.
And the commission too. The original 4.5 acres came from the original application. That was the assumed square footage or area of that parcel that was being kept set aside from the application for the Village of Five Points. The resurvey of the property brings it up to...
Oh, the plus or minus is a half an acre.
Yeah, brings it up to 4.04. And it most likely is because DelDOT took right away.
Okay.
Substantial amount, I'm sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, is there anyone here in the public that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1677 Old Town Point LLC, in favor of? Anyone that would wish to speak in opposition to this application? Step forward to introduce yourself with name and address, and you may have the floor, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Acting Chairman, gentlemen. My name is Anthony Pasek. I live at 33354 West Austin Street in the Village of Five Points. West Austin Street is on the plan submitted as First Street. It's actually turned into West Austin Street. I prepared a statement I'd like to read into the record that summarizes my concerns and my understanding of this zoning request.
Do you have a copy of that available for the record?
I can make a copy for you, gentlemen, as soon as I'm done.
Yeah, I can make a copy as soon as we're done.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And again, this is in reference to CZ-1677. I'm opposed and object to the rezoning of the 4.04 Village of Five Points Park from AR1, the agricultural residential, to a B1 neighborhood business district. The true intent of the change is to permit the immediate construction of a CVS pharmacy department store and 68-space parking lot. The plan dated March 14, 2008, and submitted to the county on July 14, 2008, after negotiations originating between CVS and Old Town Point prior to 2008. I maintain a full-time, year-round residence directly facing the rear of the proposed project. My wife, Donna, and I bought the model town home November 22, 2006, from retired Sussex County Superior Court Judge John Martin. The deciding factor to buy was the promise of the seller, the property management company, and both real estate agents that the acreage opposite our front door would never be developed except as stated in the Declaration of Covenants, Conditions, and Restrictions for the Villages of Five Points. And that's also recorded in your book of records, your book number 02622, the full document. The 4.04 acres is known as the community service facility and described in the Village of Five Points documents as 4.5 acres of property fronting on Savannah Road and shown in the record master plan, the use of which shall be limited to community services including, but not limited to, fire, police, emergency medical services, library, and museum. I don't consider a B1 designation to allow the building of a CVS drug store or community service facility within the original intent of the Village of Five Point documents. I recently ascertained while reading Old Town Point's application in your office that a November 1999 ordinance was passed stipulating Old Town must first attempt to develop and sell the property as a community services facility with no profit to the builder for a period of no less than 10 years. If Old Town has unsuccessfully attempted not-for-profit development, it will be allowed, with an amendment to the original ordinance, to attempt and develop the property commercially, and that would be allowed no sooner than November of 2009. This ordinance and the 10-year default option is not in the Village of Five Points documents I was required to read and sign for my closing. This development exception was never mentioned to me at any Property Owners Association or Town Center West Homeowners Association meetings I have attended since moving into the Village of Five Points community.
Sir, can I interrupt for clarification? Is that a county ordinance that you're referring to?
Yes,
the one that was adopted by county council? Because that's different than the
That's what I interpreted to be. I saw it yesterday afternoon in the Planning and Zoning office.
Okay. Was it in the file from the 2000 application for the
M1? I believe it was.
Okay.
And Mr.
It might have been one that was submitted as a proposed ordinance, proposed findings. Because the only reason I ask is because it's different than the actual ordinance, and I just wanted to clear that up.
Yes, sir.
Just quickly, Mr. Pasek, are you testifying? You mentioned you're a Village of Five Points homeowner. Are you representing a group of homeowners?
Myself.
And do you have just yourself and not as an attorney for a group?
No, sir.
Thank you.
And your wife?
My wife, unfortunately, was not able to be here, so she submitted her letter. That is my wife.
Yeah, I read it. We read that in summary.
Sorry. Thank you. Just wanted to clarify that because what you had read was different than what we have as the county's ordinance. So.
And again, it's my understanding of the issue here tonight for the rezoning.
Okay. That's fine. Thanks.
And to continue, the June 24th, 2006 Property Owners Association meeting minutes attribute Michael Lynn, a member of the Property Owners Association board and an Old Town Point partner, responding to a homeowner that asked if there are any plans for the 4 acres at the left of the entrance. Mr. Lynn stated the area is zoned agricultural and can only be used for community use. Lynn also mentioned at the July 14th, 2007 Property Owners Association meeting that a wellness center was also a consideration to be built, but any development must be affected with no profit to the builder. Again, Lynn failed both times to mention the 10-year ordinance, the one that I was referring to initially, to be satisfied before attempting commercial development. Mr. Lynn also stated in June 24th of 2006 minutes, there is 4.5 acres of land on the left as you enter into the community, and that was originally planned to hold a commercial library, but the plan was turned down by the county because the community already has enough commercial businesses. On page 4 in the Village of Five Point documents, it reads, Incorporation within the annex property is that 4.5 acres, herein referred to as the Community Services Facility, fronting Savannah Road and shown on the Record Master Plan, is defined and again reiterates its purpose, the use of which shall be limited to community service, but including but not limited to fire, police, emergency, medical services, library, and museum. In the spring of 2009, I observed a commercial real estate sign erected at the Village of Five Points entrance adjacent to the 4.5 acreage and was assured by ResortQuest's on-site property manager that the property cannot and will not be developed commercially. But a plan and agreement was already in place as of March 14, 2008. The sign I observed referred to vacancies in the downtown Village of Five Points commercial location. As of yesterday, the Village of Five Points has a total of 28 commercial locations for rent. Out of the 28, 16 are occupied, 12 are vacant and available. Out of the 12 vacancies, two interiors are still left unfinished. Of the 16 occupied, two of the businesses are leaving the Village of Five Points upon culmination of their leases. Several of the vacant properties are the result of businesses relocating after their lease expired. Two of the most recent business vacancies, Seaside Interiors and Quiet Storm, left the village due to a rent increase. The Village of Five Points square footage lease rates seem to be more expensive than the vicinity's normal requesting rate. These two businesses stated that Old Town was not willing to negotiate new leases without a rent increase. Both vacated businesses continue to operate in the area, but outside the Village of Five Points. There is an abundance of commercial property available at Five Points. There is no need to rezone the 4 acres of grass to justify another commercial building and parking lot or to accommodate a CVS pharmacy and department store. I find it disturbing that there's an ordinance permitting Old Town the right to develop these 4.5 acres as a commercial venture, foregoing the good of the community. This ordinance does not appear in the Village of Five Point documents, was never mentioned to me at closing or any other time. It further distresses me that Old Town engaged in discussion with CVS prior to 2008 that culminated with fully developed plans on March 14th in 2008, with the pending stipulation that zoning will be changed from AR1 to B1 in 2010 as a condition of sale to permit immediate construction. Application 1677 was filed with the county on July 14, 2008. Old Town has not faithfully attempted to develop the property with a not-for-profit community services facility before the 10-year period has ended and ceased attempts after beginning plans for sale to CVS. A salient fact remains. Old Town Point ceased trying not-for-profit development with 3 years still remaining to fill a 10-year obligation, violating the 1999 ordinance. And further, Old Town never disclosed at any time, in any manner, the 99 ordinance and its consequences to the Village of Five Points homeowners, and in particular to me or the other five owners in my building directly facing the property and the potential CVS. Old Town is guilty of lying by omission to us homeowners and their plan to develop the CVS. The land is vital to the area and a beautiful piece of property to behold, highlighting our Village of Five Points community. In Sussex County, we depend on rainfall-fed underground aquifers to recharge our potable water supply. The 4.5 acre parcel is a large absorption point for collection as well as a preventative barrier controlling local flooding. In addition, this field is an annual stop for the non-indigenous Canada goose that migrates twice a year through Delaware. DelDOT doesn't believe a traffic impact study is required. Try making any left turn on Savannah Road any time of the day, especially the morning, mid-afternoon, and evening rush hours during work and school days. During the summer season, Savannah Road is frequently crawling with traffic comprised of DART buses, Lewis Fire Department apparatus, ambulances, 3 police agencies, tourists, vehicles towing boats, and the locals currently living in the area. This congested roadway is also a major route directly to the BB Medical Center. As a retired 28-year veteran superior police officer, I insist that DelDOT must conduct a current traffic impact study both during in-season and off-season for accurate conditions. A lot has changed since the last survey conducted 10 years ago. Currently, we do have the Cape Pharmacy within the village of Five Points, with the Rite Aid Pharmacy and a Happy Harry's on Savannah Road. A 24-hour Super Walgreens is under construction on Savannah Road within eyesight of the proposed CVS, and not to forget that there are other pharmacies on Coastal Route 1. The rezoning of the property to allow construction of a CVS will negatively impact the village of Five Points, and in particular, all six townhouse units in my building. I firmly believe Old Town Point is attempting to rezone as a conditional requirement for the $3 million sale of 2 acres to CVS for two purposes. One, to offset the loss of rental income from the village of Five Points vacant and closing businesses, and second, to avoid their obligation to try and develop the field as stated in the Village of Five Point documents and the county ordinance as a community service facility. If the rezoning to B1 is approved, the value of my property will decline. It's bad enough that Lewis, Delaware is now considered the pedophile capital of the United States since the case of Earl Bradley went national with his 471 count indictment. My town, my village, my property can't afford any one thing that continues to contribute to the decline of current living conditions and property values. Please do not recommend rezoning this field to the county council. Keep the land AR1 zoned and protect the area leading into the city of Lewis and the village of Five Points from unnecessary commercial blight. Thank you for your time. That's my understanding of the issue.
Mr. Pasek, I believe if you turn in a copy of that, we can get a copy made for our record of your statement, and we'll return that to you.
I see.
That's how we should proceed, Mr. Robertson. Yeah.
That's fine. That way it'll make sure that it's in there. Can you make a copy of it, Shane?
I couldn't quite keep up, but it did good.
Just so it gets in the minutes, too.
Yeah, if you can provide a copy, I can run down and copy it for you.
Thank you.
Don't mind.
You can just pop it out of the notebook, yeah, and they'll take it to the copier.
I'll sign off and put my identification on.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am. If you'll approach the podium, give us your name and address. You may have the floor.
My name is Joel Vanini, 33137 West Dorchester Street, Village at Five Points. Resident since 2004. I have some comments. I'm not sure how the distribution of the information gets to the community, but I never did receive a notice either about the planning and zoning, which I think affects all people. The board of directors took this upon themselves to send this notice. There was never an open meeting to discuss that. the idea of the road, there's a meridian as you come in, there's a light right there, there's Arby's, and then there's a light, and then there's the meridian that comes into the village at Five Points. It's dangerous because many times what happens is you're making that left-hand turn. People who are not local don't always understand the idea of the meridian, so they actually go on the opposite side of the oncoming traffic, right where CVS is going to be situated. So some of these comments are going to be repetitive, but that's why it's very dangerous, because it's narrow, and when you make that left-hand turn, if you don't go into the right lane, you're going into oncoming traffic. That goes on all the time. I was thinking that if they decided to take this community space, that really there should be a trade of green space, and I don't hear any discussion about, you know, trading the green space for another space and giving the community back the land that was promised as community. So I'm wondering about that. I walk to Cape Pharmacy in Happy Harry, so I would say that it's probably less than a quarter of a mile. So is CVS, you know, a needed business in the community? I would like to see Barnes & Nobles, but I think that would, you know, really benefit. But the thing about it is, as I talk to all the small business owners, and I'm a small business owner myself, I would really like to continue to support the small business owners who are in the village at Five Points. They are leaving, and they are disgruntled for a variety of reasons. And I don't think that that would engender what our whole idea of what the village at Five Points is supposed to be, which is a community. And I don't think the whole idea of the community space was ever brought to the homeowners themselves as, can we solicit someone? What are the parameters around soliciting community, people who might want to use that land and, you know, engender that land, and actually, you know, what is the nonprofit price? And maybe that could be brought to the homeowners as a way to have it become a win-win situation, and really make that effort to, you know, keep it within the community and use it as a community facility. And the last thing, yes, there is a drainage problem in the community. I don't think it's right there at the top, but there is often, like, flooding in the streets and things like that. I think there's been some improvements, but I don't think it's been resolved. Thank you.
Thank you for putting your comments on the record.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition to change zone 1677?
My name is Jennifer Short. I reside at 17267 North Village, Main Boulevard. I have been residing at this residence that was purchased by my grandmother as my trustee on 1205. I inherited the property when she passed away 2 years ago. My mail notification I did not receive. It went to her old address in Florida. I discovered that by going through the files here. I live there year-round, and I overlook it as well. What would be going on in the field. The HOA board meetings have been kept closed, and the HOA board is basically run by the Hudson establishment. They have control over the HOA. All the meetings were kept closed-minded until this past May of 2009. They were not open to the public for discussions on anything that could be done in the neighborhood or that needed to be increased on as well. There is a concern that I do have with that property because my aunt was Mary Lighthype, and she donated the James Farm property to the county years ago, back in 1998. And that is used as an ecological preserve. It is a very large piece of property, though, compared to this piece of property, but I do know that you can donate property to the county, and it can be used for the county. The Inland Bays leases the property to go ahead and maintain the property, and then the University of Delaware goes ahead and does the oyster beds with the Inland Bays as well there. There are ways for this piece of property to be found to be used for the community. I do not feel that it's been researched hard enough and that there has been enough effort put in by the Hudson family. I am not for the change at all. My property value has already decreased because of the fact that Gemcraft has gone bankrupt now, and I still cannot get my leakage issues fixed, and my house has leaked for over five years now. This will only bring more of a decrease as well to my property value with this going in. It will not help increase it at all. I'm just not for it. Plus, we also have a hornkill bird that does reside there in the field as well. There's two hornkill bird families in the field, and there's also one that has been that just started nesting in the tennis courts last year. They are part of the piping plover, and the piping plover is protected, but the hornkill is not yet. Matt Bailey, that I've spoken to, he has been working to protect the piping plover. He's still trying to get the hornkill protected, but it has not been protected yet. And he is with the Delaware State Park in Lewis. But that is pretty much all I have to say.
Thank you, Ms. Short. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission or staff have questions? We have one.
I have just two. Well, a couple things I want to clear up. Mr. Lineker, Mr. Abbott, was the property posted with the county signs? Just if you could confirm that for the record, and also whether it was properly advertised in the newspapers, et cetera.
It was advertised in the county and the Cape Gazette. Okay. They're both advertised for the both hearings. It would have been advertised jointly at the same time. As far as the posting, let me see. Bear with me a sec.
Well, Mr. Lank's doing that, too, for the benefit of the commission. The commission's heard a lot of conversations about CVS. Just keep in mind it's a change in zone to a B1, not a specific use. And, as you know, we've talked about on other applications for different changes in zones, there's for B1 in particular, there's about 25 different uses that could be put to. You know, so it's not just limited to a CVS.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. And
I have an affidavit from Dean Pettijohn, and zoning inspector, that the property was posted, and it was posted on February 5th of 2010.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Lane. Just to clear that
up. And we have a picture of the posting.
Okay.
In a B1, can you rule out a gas station? I mean, can you?
The county wouldn't have the ability to rule out a gas station. I mean, it's B1 or not B1. Yeah.
So if the property was rezoned as a B1, then this deal with CVS fell through, they could stick in a Wawa or something similar with that might have gas tanks.
If it gets B1, they could do, as far as the county's concerned, separate and apart from whatever they agree, you know, right, amongst themselves. But as far as the county's concerned, there's, as I said, 25 different categories of permitted uses, and they could do any one of those.
And typically, if the use was a series of uses that DLDOT reviews, that typically require a traffic impact study, or else they request deed restrictions between DLDOT and the applicant to restrict it so they can't be used in a service station, one of the ones they usually restrict. There's four or five uses they restrict typically.
There's other practical considerations that come into play, given the size of the property or sewer issues, you know, we've heard about too. I mean, so it's 25 that are listed, but when you're talking about, you know, what actually fits there, that might be something else.
I have a couple of questions, Mr. Chairman, too.
Certainly.
Mr. Christenberry, I may have missed it in the materials that I reviewed, but could you tell me who's responsible for the maintenance of the entrance road?
The entrance road?
Right.
Need to stand up, please.
The Property Owners Association.
Property Owners Association.
Mm-hmm.
And is there any provision that if this was approved that there would be some cost sharing as to the maintenance of that?
Yes, there is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If in the booklet.
I thought I read it, but I went.
There is.
Yeah, there's. In the booklet, as part of the contract, there's a required. A condition of the contractor's required restrictive covenant easement. It's tab 11.
Okay, thank you.
It's tab 11. There's a draft contract. It's not finalized yet, but it addresses joint maintenance and sharing maintenance and all those things. And just because we do have a proposed restriction and past zoning applications, you can't require us to restrict our properties. But again, we are offering that restriction, and we're offering it to the homeowners association, who would then be able to enforce it. And as far as the gasoline station.
And I might ask, ma'am, you another question. Do you know if there was any outreach to the local YMCA about the use of this land? Because I know that on a recent zoning application that we had in Lewis that this commission acted opposed to, there was land that was offered to the YMCA in that deal.
I'm not sure if the conversation involved Five Points. The Hudson family had been talking to YMCA about another property that we have, which is actually the property behind where our offices are, the Hudson Fields back there. And I'd have to discuss it with Craig, because I'm not sure. I don't think it was.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Rodney, I just want to clarify one thing. Mr. Sergerick, you just said that you're offering the restriction of a CVS pharmacy on the entire 4 point whatever acres?
Right. Not to have a gasoline station placed there.
But I want to make sure that we're very clear about what you're offering, that the application is for a change in zone for the entire 4 point whatever acres. Right now, you have a picture, a general sense of a CVS pharmacy with parking and some landscaping that would have to be further clarified. But you're proffering that you would be willing to restrict this to a single CVS pharmacy on the entire 4 point.
No. That again, we have the it's apparently 4.04 acres. CVS takes up approximately 2 acres.
So the balance of that would be still open to
it's still
whatever occur in a B1 zoning.
What can occur in a B1 zoning? You know, and again, you know, the contract with CVS is contingent. CVS probably can still walk away from this deal. And so we are asking for B1 zoning, and the only restriction we're willing to place is no filling stations in favor of the Homeowners Association.
Okay, thank you.
Just a reminder to the public to expand on what Mr. Robertson said. The role of this commission is to consider this as a change of zone, and what the commission will do at some point, either at the end of this meeting tonight or at some point in the future, is we will make a recommendation to County Council. County Council will have the benefit and the burden of the final say on this, and their public hearing on this matter will be held on March the 30th, 2010. No other comments. We will close the public hearing.
Question in the back.
I also have a question.
One trip per customer.
I'm going to allow you to. It's the rule is one trip to a customer, but since your comments were brief, Ms. Vanini,
you have to come up here. You have to come to the podium.
We don't allow for a rebuttal, but. I understand.
It's actually a question. If this was zoned B1 and there would be lots of constructions, that is the main entrance to everything, to Food Lion, to all the stores, to all the housing. What is the proposal that, because there is a side entrance, but again, that is the main entrance. And what would they propose to do about that?
That's really premature at this point because it's going to depend on site plan issues, delta issues. I mean, this is just a recommendation at this stage, a recommendation to County Council for a change in zone. If the change in zone were granted, they'd still have to come back to the county with the site plan, then go get all their agency approvals and everything else. So, I mean, it's at this point, you know, that's
yeah,
too
because it seems like the homeowners, you know, bear the brunt of a lot of things, but they're not included in the decision process. So that's just sort of my comment.
Well, thank you. Duly
thank you.
Noted.
Sorry about the second round.
Well, gentlemen, no other comments from the commission or staff. We're going to close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain for the rest of the meeting to see if we make a decision tonight, or you may call the office in the morning for that information.